Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow! Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. We're heading back into Matt's missive today. But before we get there, a couple of messages about Matt's missive. I know, it's confusing. But Kim has responded to the Angels Take Manhattan episode where I was very concerned about some plot resolutions, which is all I'm going to really say about that. Kim says, thanks for those salient points, Adam. It's often, so often the way in which we view things is shaped by our experiences and that even watching something years later can hit differently. I remember at the time thinking they were, inverted commas, noble and inverted commas, romantic. I would do air quotes, but, you know, you can't see me. thinking they were noble and romantic, but that was with the perspective of someone, luckily, who hadn't lost anyone that way. Hugs to those who found this tough, and good on you for talking about it. Yeah, I'm glad it kind of resonated. It just struck me as weird that it happened twice within three episodes. Like, it was, and also made to seem like a really positive and amazing thing to do. Which I don't think any of us would agree with who've been through that. Just quickly, over on the Facebook page, Mark, who's the owner of the magnificent Who Cave, full of wonderful props and costumes, has uploaded a video of his visit to a Welsh Doctor Who exhibition that he visited 20 years ago, and then he has included the vision of his visit back then. It's no longer there, and it's like, it's so cute. He's like gotten images of the sign that gave you directions to it, but it's been kind of papered over, so you can still see the like Doctor Who exhibition this way kind of underneath where they've gotten rid of it on the street sign. But it's kind of cute. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than seeing a Dalek on a street sign, you know, the way I like, because I live near the airport, as I'm sure you can hear planes going over all the time. Whenever I get lost in Sydney, I just look for planes, like the little picture of a plane on a road sign. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's near my house. I'll head that way. By the way, speaking of Facebook, Jeff has been watching The Underwater Menace on there, which I haven't gotten around to yet, so I'm avoiding it because I don't want to have spoilers. Yeah, I watched it once before when it was just a telly snaps, but now it's a colour animation. I want to see it. But I've been very deep in Matt's missive, and you'll see how I feel about that as we go along with this in the next couple of episodes. Speaking of Matt's missive, Matt himself wanted to clarify that he thinks Karen Gillan is delightful, but he never really vibed with Amy as a character. And from memory, I think he had the same kind of concerns about Jodie Whittaker. Like, he loved her behind the scenes, and she was fun and vibrant and excited, but he didn't really, you know, wasn't really into the way she portrayed the Doctor in the way, like, as much. I think Jodie Whittaker is a really good actor. I've just watched a show, I think it's on Binge here, called Time, which stars Jodie Whittaker and Bella Ramsey from The Last of Us and Game of Thrones. It's a very intense show with some very adult themes, I will warn you that, of that, as it's set in prison. So the first series, it's three episodes, it's Sean Bean going into prison, and Stephen Graham plays a prison guard, and it's very intense, written by Jimmy McGovern, who, you know, has been one of the greatest British writers of television ever. But you can really feel that there's a lot of research gone into this about how going to prison affects people, how they, you know, get on. So the second series of three episodes has Jodie Whittaker and Bella Ramsey. So Jodie is so great. I just find her really compelling. Like, you kind of really want to, you know, barrack for her, even when she's doing, you know, things that are probably not sensible. Although for her, it seems the most sensible thing to do. Like, it's, yeah, you kind of just see the people in these situations kind of painted into a corner by society, as opposed to, you know, them actually making, you know, the decisions they make are terrible in that they have terrible consequences, but they kind of, to them, feel like the only decisions they can make. Bella Ramsey is so good. Like, I've loved them since they were in Game of Thrones when they were like 12 or something, and I think they are magnificent in The Last of Us. Like, just a really gorgeous performance. Anyway, these are all very grown-up shows, so don't go watching them without a responsible adult who can explain the more difficult things to you, which includes you, text message Peter. I know you're in your 50s now, but you're far from grown-up, and you probably need someone to sit there and explain to you that these things aren't funny. Peter's very puerile. We both are. We get on the phone and we say the most horrendous things to each other, like we're in year seven. I know. The incorrigible. Anyway, it's time to get back into to Matt's missive. And I think we'd gotten up to the snowmen, because our last one, I'd taken a look back at Amy and Rory being in the show, because they'd just had their Angels Take Manhattan moment, which was very weird. Like, it was almost like they had two endings in that episode. It's like the ending that disrupted the paradox and thereby reset them back into present day, and then there was the extra bit of Angels at the end that whipped them off into the past. So, yeah, it was very peculiar. So, Matt's missive, we've reached The Snowman, which we have watched in this show, if you remember. It was about 500 episodes ago. episodes 372 to 374, we watched The Snowman. It might have actually been Christmas. I can't remember. Anyway, it was some time ago. There's some vague memories still in my head. Matt says about the snowmen, by now you know how much I love a Christmas special. Yes, we do, Matt. You made me kind of reappraise The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe, and I quite enjoyed it in a way I had not before. Matt says, there's so much in this one to love. Snowflakes with teeth, deadly snowmen, a new look for the TARDIS, best of the new series so far. Oh, I liked the one before. I mean, I like this one too, with the triple spinny business at the top and the bookshelves. But I don't know, I kind of liked the chaos of the one before. This one feels a bit more designy. If that makes sense. Like, it feels, you know, and I guess the original feels very designy as well. So maybe that's why Matt's kind of vibing with this one, whereas I liked the mess. I liked the chaos. Matt says, but this is still one of the least successful Christmas episodes so far. The inclusion of the Great Intelligence feels like an afterthought. Richard E. Grant is demonstrating he still takes acting roles in Doctor Who as seriously as he did when he was the official Ninth Doctor, and Ian McKellen becomes the latest wasted in a guest role star to appear. Albeit, like Michael Sheen, only his voice. So hopefully a proper turn is still possible. Oh, and Imelda Staunton, same. Just a voice role. And Miriam Margolyes. Although I kind of loved Miriam Margolyes playing the meat. Like, that felt a bit more juicy than Ian McKellen playing a lotto ball machine. Matt says, this is messy, really. It doesn't really pull you in, and as soon as you hear Great Intelligence, you just start looking for the Yeti, only to be disappointed. Why hasn't New Who done them yet? Oh, and Clara dies again. Yeah, so this was the start of, I think, my dissatisfaction with Doctor Who at this point, because the Impossible Girl storyline started to annoy me. And sometimes I felt like Jenna Coleman's natural charm and just and beauty, I guess, kind of was substituted for a character for a lot of her episodes. Anyway, we will get more into the Impossible Girl in the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.